Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Sure that you don't look at me as a non-threatening person. You understand what I'm saying? So, that might be a lot different from the way a woman wants to be taken seriously. A woman who wants to be taken seriously probably doesn't want to be taken or looked at as a sex object. She probably wants you to respect her mind or her mental state as much as you respect her body. But my question is, does being taken sexually mean that you don't take somebody seriously? Is there no way that somebody can really be like overwhelmingly or distractingly attracted to you in a physical way, but still appreciate all the other gifts that you are trying to give, whatever those gifts may be, you know, whether it's your mental gifts, the way that you think, the way that you talk, the things that you say, or some other talent that you have that you want to give to the world? Or like, if I look at you and my eyes pop out of my head, does that mean that I don't take you seriously? You know, I mean, when you really think about it, some women have gotten breast reductions over this shit. Like, I've heard women tell me. I'm talking about tell me personally. Yeah, the reason why I got a breast reduction is because I got tired of men's eyes always being right there at my chest line instead of up here on my eyes. Funny thing is, the women that I know who got breast reductions showed their titties more when they got a breast reduction. You know, when they got the titties that they felt like they could do anything with. It's sort of like a woman who wants to lose weight all the way to like a size 3 or 0. Like, yeah, they'll always have your size in the store, but guess what? You are barely always there. And now y'all may not have a lot of experience like that, but I would gamble to say that you do. Honestly, women that I know who got breast reductions showed their titties more when they got the breast reduction than when they had big titties. And the titties just showed themselves. I thought that was a little odd, but I understand a little bit of the mental factor that's behind it. Did they feel like they weren't being taken seriously when they had big, giant, juicy titties? And what kind of seriousness did they want to be taken? How seriously did they want to be taken if they showed off their titties more when they got a breast reduction? Like, what exactly were you looking for? So we going to take a look at this whole being taken seriously thing tonight, because it's the Daily Go Get Ism Show. All right, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is your Daily Go Get Ism Show. We do this every single day, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the us. Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area, and we are good to go. I think you know that we good to go. We getting taken seriously tonight, and it's going to show. Oh, now hold up a second, take a second, the record a minute to get all up in it, and we going to make sure that we cross the finish line and win it. Okay, all right. So, what's going on, Sucre Jetoi, Sucre JTX, all up in the Instagram. Good to see me some you. And T. Carrie, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going right there into your site. And Charlene Carrie. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? And can't forget my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on now. It's good to see you coming through. That's why I give a shout. And Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. Oh, it's good to see you. That's why I greet ya. Emily Dunlap in the house of city. Emily. What's going on, my cherry? Dana is in the house. It's Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, there's the woman Dana Jane with fame. It's Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, there's the woman Dana Jane with fame. Stacey White, morning. Yo, Stacey White, hold it down for the D all day, every day. Even if she don't want to carry the torch, we're going to make her do it that way. Hey. Let's see. Taki told me some speak for yourself. Emily told me some Taki speak for yourself. He wasn't missed. He may get a big head. If he know how much he really was, you'd be wilding. You actually click on here to see that, to say that. I ain't mad at you, though. You more like a color analyst. You can't be a co-host doing that. You're a color analyst, you know what I'm saying? You're a sidebar. You know what I'm saying? We giving out demotions tonight. It's all good, though. Love is love. The reason why you take yourself so seriously, and the reason that other people might not take you so seriously. You know what? I got to see. Hold on. I got to see if this Blog Talk thing is going to work because. Hold on. Hold on, right? hold on, we got to see if this thing looks, you know, you know. Hold on. Let me call into Blog Talk and see what see if I can see what I can see. 319-527-6199 to make sure these lines are good. Levels is good. Levels is good. Levels is good. Come on. I'm pressing number one.
You are now in the
favorite
queue.
Alright, so. Oh, shit. I fucked up. I fucked up, son. Alright. Let me press number one. See if I hear myself.
Hold on, let me get over here.
So I just wanted to make sure we get here. I can hang up on me. All right, by me. All right. Okay. Gotta undo some shit. I ain't going. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, damn. Yo, Suprise, you twice said, why can't I see the topic? Because I didn't write it on there. My bad. I'll be swearing I'm doing what I'm supposed to do over here. I'm leaving mad holes. See, that's what happens when I have too much time. But let's get into this whole thing about being taken seriously. Why would a person feel like people don't take them seriously? You know what I'm saying? Is it one of those nerd things? Is it one of those misfit things? Is it one of those things that we kind of have to deal with when we don't feel like we're getting the type of respect that we think that we deserve? What's going on, Queen Monica? Queen Monica all up in the house. What's going on, Queen Monica all up in the house? Queen Matu Maini. Monica Davis is all up in here. Good to see me some you, Ma. Always, all the time. Like, God is good all the time. But, yeah, being taken seriously, it's like a form of respect. And I think that it's safe to say that everybody wants to be respected on some type of level. Nobody wants to be disrespected. There's no fun in that. There's no good feelings in being disrespected. You know. But what are some of the things that we do in order to get the respect of people that we want to be respected by? You know, like if you want people that don't know you to respect you from the rip, from the jump, right from the door, what are some of the things that we might do? You know, we may speak. We may speak in a proper way or in a smart way. You know, we may think about what we say before we say them. We may spread our knowledge around, things like that. Or sometimes we may not say anything. You know, knowing when not to speak is just as important as knowing when to speak. So it could be that in order to get the respect that we think that is due to us, we may just sit back in the cut and only speak when spoken to. Would that make us be taken seriously? Would that give us the respect that we're looking for? Or will it make us be ignored? Speaking of being ignored, can you be ignored and be taken seriously at the same time? I want y'all to start thinking about this stuff. I'm gonna drop some shit on y'all tonight. I ain't playing, man, but you know, because you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, for real, side, hey, yo. What, like, can we be taken seriously if nobody is really paying us attention? You know, is it like we are being taken seriously and waiting We are waiting to be taken seriously. Could that be it? Could it? Could it? It probably could be. It could probably be something like that. You know, like, we want to be taken seriously, but right now, nobody really notices us. So, if nobody really notices us, that means they're not paying us any mind. Are they disrespecting us by that? Or that is there a lack of being taken seriously in that situation? Well, look, Emily told myself, I am and always will be co-host. Don't play with me. Sounds to me like you want to be taken seriously. Well, I'll be damned. Emily Dunlap wants to be taken seriously. I don't know. I'm going to have a meeting with the rest of the board for the show, and then we can TK Wright says blog talk is fine. All right, that's what's up. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Carol Chamberlain says, trust me, someone is always paying attention to you, be it negative or positive. Yeah, that's true. But if you don't know that and you don't feel that, like if you want to stay out, if you want to step out there, if you really want to shine, not necessarily get behind a camera or a microphone, but you want your voice to be heard. For example, you may be part of something that you want to be taken seriously. For example, let's take people who are in Black Lives Matter. And the reason that I'm going to bring up Black Lives Matter is because of this. We know that people take the Proud Boys seriously, don't we? We know that they take them seriously. But we may feel that even though I don't really respect, no, I'm not going to say I don't respect Black Lives Matter. I just don't follow them because I, you know, their mission statement and what they're really about, I can't get into it. But it's not that I don't take them seriously because you have to be, they've done everything to be taken seriously as an organization. They have made inroads all around the world for their cause. I don't agree with their cause. And for people who are listening to this who don't understand, Black Lives Matter is not really about black people. That's the face of it. The word black is in there, and it may have started out being an organization that was looking to protect the lives of black people, but that's not real. If you look at their mission statement, that's just not what they're about. But I think that they have to be taken seriously because their visibility and respect throughout the world, in the United States notwithstanding, but all around the world, Black Lives Matter is known. So how could they not be taken seriously? Well, even if you are in Black Lives Matter, you may feel like the organization isn't being taken seriously as a serious organization that really is trying to do what they say that they're trying to do. So you may feel like you see the Proud Boys because they are pushing white supremacy. They get all the respect. They get excused for inappropriate behavior. They can storm the Capitol and do shit like that and not even get in trouble about it as an organization. But let Black Lives Matter had done what the Proud Boys and other white supremacist groups who stormed the Capitol, who invaded the Capitol, let them had done that. And people believe that they would have been shot, they would have been hurt, they would have been stopped, there would have been no more Black Lives Matter. There would have been all kinds of Black Lives Matter scattered across the steps in bloodshed. Yeah, there's some Blood Lives Matter over there. That's an arm that got shot off. That's a head with a hole in it. That's, you know, those are stomachs that been shot up. Those are heads that are beat in. These are bodies that got dragged. Yeah, it would have been Black Lives Matter, or the matter of Black Lives scattered all around the Capitol building and on the campus. They believe that. So you may be in Black Lives Matter and feel like you are not being taken seriously as an organization. And I can totally understand how they would feel that way. So it got me. Joe, it's not as simple as it may seem as far as being taken seriously is concerned. When a woman is dealing with matters in a man's world, so to speak, let's say a woman has a job in a male-dominated industry. Well, you know, when you're the only person of a certain type in a certain area that's dominated by a dominant type or quasi or perceived dominant type, it's going to be a lonely position for you. But you may want to be taken seriously. Like if a woman, not saying that women can't be good mechanics, but that's not an industry typically known to have a lot of women in it. But let's say you are a female mechanic and you going in there to ball with the big boys. You going in there fixing cars with the big boys. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, the men that are there may respect the fact that you know how to fix cars, but they may not respect you as a person that belongs in that industry. A few of them may, but on the whole, you know, them dudes are going to be trying to fuck you. Now, the fact that they want to fuck you, does that mean that they don't take you seriously? And that's what I mean by, does being, if someone takes you sexually, does it mean they don't take you seriously? I need y'all to help me out. I need y'all to help me out. Can you be attracted to somebody all crazy like, oh my God, when she come around? You know how women, they say that some women have claimed that, you know, they be getting all hot between the legs when they see the nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They get to rubbing their legs like a cricket. It's funny because if a woman shows how attracted she is to a man, he's going to feel like she takes him seriously. But the other way around, she may not feel like he takes her seriously. I think we should examine that a little bit. What y'all think? What are we talking about? Okay. So Clay says, I don't think I do anything specifically to get someone to respect me off the rip. I can just be myself. But is that respect, though? Okay. BLM agenda, Black Lives Matter agenda, has been hijacked just like everything else or anything else we create. Well, the mission statement that BLM had in the beginning was what those black chicks wanted. So, I don't know, man. You know, Black Lives Matter been on some bullshit for a hot one. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, can someone be taken sexually and be still taken seriously? If so, how? If not, why not? See, I'll be bringing shit to y'all that y'all probably don't always be thinking about. Like my big sis, Robin Ming, is here to do what thing is good to see you here like a queen for a king. Now, what if Robbie Rob says, why I got to be a queen for a king? Oh, why can't I just be a queen? Why I got to be for a king? You know, why somebody else, you know, you're not respecting me right now. I'm not saying that she's saying that, but if she said it, would I be able to dispute that? You know, That's what we gotta take a look at, and that's how it's going down on that daily. Go get him in the show. If y'all want to call into the show, add your 2 cents. If you want to get a piece of this pie, you know what I mean. You want to lick off a few cents of this conversation, get some change going. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's a 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call us at a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. It's the Daily Go Get a Vision Show, all up in your area, feeling like real men and women should. That's how we get it down. So we are talking about the reasons why you want to be taken seriously and the reason that why some people might not take you seriously. What does a person have to do in order to not be taken seriously? Well, okay. There are some things that a person might do up front that may make a person not take them as seriously as they would like to be taken. You know, for example, if you are disrespectful to people or if you play practical jokes before you get a chance to really know somebody, you know, you coming around like a jokester. Now, that's a funny thing because it's not like comedians don't get taken seriously. Black people quote comedians all the time. You always hear black people talking about, just like Chris Rock say, just like Steve Harvey say, just like Cedric Entertainer, just like Bernie Mac, just like him, this one, all of them. We take our entertainers very seriously in the black community. You can't say that we don't. But we quote comedians all the time. So it's not like you can't be funny and still have people see the truth in the lyrics, see the truth in the comedy. All right, I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number 7019. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun 752. I appreciate you holding on. What's on your mind this evening on this Power Monday?
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the statement that you made, well, the question that you posed about whether women are taken seriously by men when they see them in a sexual nature. And my comment is that I don't think it's just the issue of women being looked at sexually that causes women to think that they can't be taken seriously by men in that situation, is that he may ignore other things about her that makes her feel like he only looks at her in a sexual way.
Okay. So
therefore, he's not.
So, okay. So, all right, let's take that. If a man only looks at a woman in a sexual way, that means that he doesn't take her seriously?
Well, she may feel that he doesn't take her seriously from her perspective, and that could differ on what she feels is being taken seriously, because if she's asking him, I don't know, to come over or go out on a date or accompany her to an event, and he doesn't want to do those things, or he makes excuses for those things, but he's always available for her when it comes to sex. So she may feel like, you know, the only thing you want is sex, and you don't take me seriously outside of that.
Okay. See, I can understand exactly how she would feel that. I can see. You know what? Well, let me ask you this. Does that mean he doesn't take her seriously, or that he doesn't appreciate her for other things, or are not being taken seriously and not being appreciated the same thing? Or are we talking about being taken seriously, meaning, well, what do we mean? Like, okay.
I mean, it could be a little bit of both. It could be very isolated incidents. It just depends on what his intentions are and what hers are, and what her expectations are for him. So, and unless they're on the same page, she may perceive his actions as not being taken seriously. But again, it just depends on the situation. It may not be just in, you know, just one situation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess maybe I'm trying to pick apart what being taken seriously means too much, but I think that we need to really think about it, because I'm thinking that if you have a high passion for somebody, even if it's just a physical thing, I'm not so sure if that means that you don't take them seriously. I think that you may just be concentrating on one area to take them seriously in. And does that mean that you don't take them seriously as a whole? I don't know. That if you, okay, let's say, okay, let's flip it around a little bit. You know me. We're going to flip it, bounce it. So let's say you wanted to get this man's attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a physical way. Like, you want this man to like you. You want him to desire you, you know? And he only wanted to talk to you. Like, all he did was respect your mind. So let's say he takes you to libraries. He takes you to seminars. He takes you to meetings. He takes you to speaking engagements and shit like that. But when it's time for y'all to go back to the crib, he dropping you off like, nah, yo, I had a wonderful time, man. You know, I could talk to you for hours and hours. But he don't want to fuck you. He drop you off at the crib, give you a peck on the cheek, or did some old crazy shit. Like, you know, give you the good kiss in the car, you know, over the middle console. You know what I'm saying?
Now, see, until you said the kiss part, I had a very specific answer. But
I'm just saying. My point is, if he wants to do everything with you except hit, except fuck you, except get physical with you, would that mean that he takes you seriously? And if so, why? Because what you want from him is not what he's given to you. You actually want him to want your body. You trying to give him body, and he ain't trying, you know what I mean? He ain't trying to do it. You know, you may even think, like, maybe this dude is undercover gay or you know, something like that. But one thing is for
now,
sure.
That was my answer. That was going to be my answer before you said the whole kiss part. So, but my issue is that, to me, is not an issue of being taken seriously more than it is an issue of maybe he's just not as into you as you are to him. Maybe he enjoys your company, but don't find you sexually attractive in that way.
Right.
Physically attractive. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't take you seriously, because I would say if somehow you express to him, like, let's say she expressed to him that she wanted to be intimate with him, like she wanted to have sex with him, and then he rejected her in some way, no matter how mild or how strong it was. If he rejected her, then she could say, let's say he blew her off and kept putting it off, then I would say that may be an issue of he's not taking her seriously. Because she expressed what he wanted, what she wanted, and he just, like, blew it off some kind of way and continued on doing what he was doing.
Mm.
But if it was just a matter of, but it was just a matter of him not even proposing the sex thing, and he just continued to date her, maybe he just friend-zoned her. You know, okay, he enjoys hanging out with her, but he doesn't find her sexually attractive. So for
okay.
me, that's not that wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, so if somebody friend-zoned you, do they take you seriously?
Yeah, they just want you to be their friend.
Listen,
first of all, I don't know, for me it may be different because I don't think I would keep putting myself in a position to be friend zoned, right? Because if I'm that right. attracted to a person and they don't show me interest, well, I'm gonna cut it off there. I'm not gonna continue to keep hanging out. Like,
you ain't
what
gonna
are we
be
doing?
Like You ain't gonna be like Professor Ogilvy.
No, I don't have that kind of time. I'm not doing it.
But okay, but do you understand what I'm saying, right? Like,
I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it just seems like we reduce being taken seriously to someone respecting our mind, but when somebody wants our mind, when we want them to want some of our body too, then it's like, well, wait a minute. Can we say that they don't take us seriously? Like, they take us seriously, but they just don't want to fuck us. Like, yo, you don't take, so you take me seriously as a friend or as a colleague, but not as a lover? Man, fuck your seriousness. Fuck you.
Okay, so that same example that you had, let's say it was someone at your workplace. Like, let's say someone at your workplace was continuing to have lunch with you, and they wanted to you wanted to have sex with them. Would you have that same, like, would your feeling be the same as you don't take me seriously if it was a work person?
I guess with me personally, I always consider what I want and whether someone is going to accommodate that. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, my idea of being taken seriously may, you know, go have little peaks and valleys to it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to look at what I want, but I'm also going to look at some other things. Like, well, what is the situation for real, for real? You know, like,
mm-hmm.
You know how some people say that if you flirt a lot, then it's hard for people to take you seriously because they don't really know where they stand with you or where other people stand with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm like, so if a person is flirty or if they're sociable, if they're a social butterfly, like, you know how, like, a social butterfly may not have like a best friend, but they may have a bunch of friends, and some people appreciate that and some people don't really like that. Like, oh, he just everybody, or she just everybody's friend or buddy, she always in somebody's face. Some people look at that as being untrustworthy because their hands are in too many pots, but it's friendship. It's just friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some people can't deal with somebody being everybody's friend. They need you to personalize it. So in that way, they may not take you seriously as a friend or a person that is a real friend. What do you think about that? Huh? What about that?
Now, I have different opinions about.
You don't want to talk about
Stop.
It. All right, I'm going to go to the next call. You don't want to, I see right now. Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying something?
No. Now, it's different between friendship and when someone's flirting. Now, when someone is constantly flirting with every person you see them with, then if that person starts to flirt with you, then no, I wouldn't take that seriously because I would feel like that's your energy for everybody. And I don't have time for that. So, but if it's a friendship, I don't mind people being friends with other people. I don't get crazy about that. Like, oh, now your friendship is not really a friendship with me. No, I never even thought about it that way. I treat people, if I'm friends with somebody, I'm friends with them, regardless to whoever else they're friends with. But when it comes to flirting, it's one thing, you know, to be social. It's a whole other thing to be flirty and flirtatious with everybody and anybody you come across. I don't take people like that seriously. Absolutely not.
Okay, why can't they be taken seriously, though?
Because they have the same energy for everybody.
Oh.
And if you're going to flirt with me, I don't want to know that you have the same conversation for me that you have with the next person or the person sitting right next to me. How am I supposed to distinguish whether you're interested in me or that's just who you are?
Well, could you look at that as being more consistent? Like if you flirt with everybody or if you're everybody's friend or you basically treat everybody the same way, I mean.
But I don't want to be treated the same. I don't want consistency when it comes to you pursuing me. What I want is to feel special because you're pursuing me.
Okay. No, I understand what you're saying. But okay. All right. Okay. You know what? I missed that you were looking at it towards more like somebody who is either supposed to be interested in you or you're supposed to be interested in them. What if you're just an onlooker? You know, this person, maybe if you're just observing from a distance, like, look at this person. They flirt with this person, that person, that person. It might not even be somebody that you're interested in personally, but it's just somebody that you're observing. Like, oh, check this shit out. Do you still feel like they can't be taken seriously?
I would only feel like they couldn't be taken seriously as far as relationships go, but as far as anything else that they're involved in, that wouldn't have any bearing on how I see them in any other realm.
Uh-huh. Okay. I want you to hold on for a second because we have another call on the line. If you have a few minutes, just stand by right there, you know, stand by like the Proud Boys, you know what I mean? Stand back and stand by.
I can't stand back and stand by.
I'm just saying, you know, we going to need y'all. We might need y'all. These BLM cats start acting a fool, these Antifa, you know what I mean? All right, hold on. All right. Caller with the last number is 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hey, I just was trying to jump in when you guys were talking about whether or not a man is taking you seriously when you want him to be attracted to you sexually, but he's giving you, you know, the time and space and he's not really making that move sexually. It doesn't mean that he's not taking you seriously. It doesn't even mean that he's friend-zoned you. Mm-hmm. You have to. Mm-hmm. It's situational. Because that man could have been a promiscuous man.
Mm.
And now maybe, you know, upon meeting you, he feels like, hey, you know, he's met his intellectual match. He's met his emotional match. And so maybe he's trying to approach this from a different angle rather than the one he's used to doing.
So at the expense of being crass, like you made this nigga put his dick away. Like, yo, I don't need my dick this time. Like, this time.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Because you know, and she knows, I know you can hear me, sis, we as women tend to overthink things. We tend to overthink things. Okay? And sometimes as much as we say we want a man to like us for our mind, we still want him to be sexually attracted to us. So we don't necessarily know how to respond to a man who's not jumping our bones right from the start. It doesn't always mean that he's friend zoned you.
Absolutely, I agree. It doesn't always mean that.
You know?
That was just a suggestion. But I do know that everything has a reason and a season. So depending on the length of time, he doesn't, you know, because Omar suggested that the person just didn't want to have sex at all.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not going with
going
that. Yeah, I'm not going with that suggestion. But yeah,
I'm saying
so that was my answer
but hold on.
Huh?
Hold on. It can happen. It could.
It could happen.
And I was just using that as an example because, you know, so many people use being over-sexualized as a form of not being taken seriously. So I was thinking, like, okay, so if we flip the script and instead of being sexual or physical in that way of attraction, what if it was really purely all mental and no physical? Like, would that change the dynamics of what being taken seriously is about? I mean, you know, if it's like math, the way it starts out is the way it ends. You know, what you do on one side, you have to do on the other. So I just wanted to see if it's a one-sided approach. If women in particular feel like when men are looking at them more dominantly in a sexual or physical way, does it mean that they don't take them seriously? And I question whether that's true.
Well, I guess you would, when you send me a man that is only attracted to me mentally and not physically, then I'll have to get back to you on that because I don't know. I haven't met a man like that yet, so.
Well,
I have actually had an experience with somebody. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
where I was attracted to him. Well, we were attracted to each other, but I didn't know how attractive he was to me until we had a conversation about it. You know, of course, that's where communication comes in because I was like, well, why isn't he trying to? You know what I mean? Because you know. I know what I'm working with, so I'm just like, you don't want this? This is what I'm thinking. I'm not saying this out loud.
Right.
But then one day he just came out and he said it, you know, right out. Like, listen, I it's something I need to let you know. And you know, it was that he not only does he take me seriously, but he took me so seriously that he didn't want to fuck up anything by jumping into anything physical too fast.
Mhm. Mhm.
And so that's definitely where communication comes in.
Now I can respect it, but
how much time
would you have allowed to go by without asking the question? Like how much time would you wait? Would you say
how much time did I allow? how much time? You know. I allowed approximately 3 weeks to a month. And then I said, let's talk.
Okay, you know, I can see that.
Let's talk. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm feeling you, you know. I'm feeling you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if you're not feeling me the way I'm feeling you. I'm going to just shoot my shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, well, hold on a damn minute. You think that I, you know, you thought I didn't what? Well, who? So then another conversation had to happen. But
right.
It's funny that Omar would bring up, you know, this particular situation, with me having gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
But it can happen. Like we take ourselves so seriously sometimes that I think it takes away our ability to have fun sometimes or our ability for other people to have fun with us. You know what I mean? Because I think that sometimes there's some type of insecurity that we may have about ourselves, about being disrespected or maybe some confusion about what respect really is that makes us feel like we should be treated one way or another. But it doesn't diminish the way that we think that we should be treated. Like we want to feel like we want to feel like people do respect us, like they do like us, like they do take us seriously. But I think that being taken seriously has different outlets and different ways that it may go. It may go in different directions. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we get caught up into starting to feel like nobody really wants to give me my props or do what I want them to do or whatever, if we feel like our needs aren't being fulfilled, it can have an impact on the way that we give our energy out to other people. And it can make the situation worse because, like you were saying, communication is a key. And when miscommunication is being presented as effective communication, we got problems, man. We got problems. You understand what I'm saying? But I want to ask y'all something. Because I was talking earlier in the show about I know women who have gotten breast reductions. And what I was talking about is real shit. Women that I know that have big, giant, juicy titties, and they were complaining about one of two things about these big, giant, juicy titties. They was complaining that either their back was hurting, and come to find out that that wasn't really their motivation for getting a reduction. And also they said that men weren't taking them seriously. Like their eyes were always at their plunging neckline than up here on their eyes. They felt like their body was keeping them from being taken seriously by the opposite sex. Or by even people of the same sex. You know, I'm sure that y'all have known women or maybe even felt like it yourselves. Like, this chick is out here, you know, basically. Like, if a woman has a really defined body, like, you know, like almost like you, it looks like she may have gotten some type of cosmetic surgery, but she hasn't. You know what I mean? She might have that kind of Buffy the body type shit, you know what I mean, going on. And because other women aren't shaped like that naturally, they may look at her like she got something done or whatever, or like she can't really be taken seriously, or the road to being taken seriously would be longer for her because she would have to really show her mind and her intellect to be superior to other people instead of just being a regular person who can just speak well and relate well and be taken seriously that way. You know, so, all right, getting back to these women who I know who have gotten breast reductions. Many of them who had these big, giant, juicy titties, you know, they got a breast reduction, and they said it was because, you know, men weren't taking them seriously. But then they were, you know, now they want to wear little. They want to wear shirts with no bra on, you know, really showing their nipples and all of that shit, because they might have only got it. They may not have gotten it reduced to a small size. They may have gotten it reduced to like a C cup. You know, it's respectable. That's even big titties to somebody who's like under 5 feet.
So what's the question?
So my question is, do you think that their real problem was not being taken seriously, or was it that they had some problems with insecurity, which made them not be able to be taken seriously in their mind, no matter how anyone treated them?
I think it was both.
You know who I'm talking about, though?
No, I don't know who you're
talking
about.
Then how you know that?
The women that I know that have gone through breast reduction, I believe, and they admitted to it being both.
Oh, well, which one do you think was stronger?
The insecurity.
So,
and I'm going to agree.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say that in a woman's attempt to explain why she made a decision to do something that may have boosted her level of security within herself, it could be a little bit of a lot of reasons. All of them justified, I mean, if that's the way she felt, because there is some level of, there's a fact that men do pay attention to, you know, your breast line. If your breasts are huge, whether you are showing them or not, they are going to, you know, look at them. So that could make someone uncomfortable if it's unwanted attention. Now, if she was attracted mm-hmm. to him, then, hey, it's fine. But if she wasn't, and that's all people are drawn to, then it's going to be a problem. The same way that there's proof that women who have extremely large breasts does cause back problems. It's just a fact. So that's part of it too. So all of those things could play into her making the decision, and the fact that now she probably shows up more is because now she's more comfortable with the breasts that she has, and she likes them, so she shows them. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It, like, to me, it seems very contradictory, and honestly, that I think that that would cause some confusion about being taken seriously. If you complain about something one way, but then do something to be seen the same way, even more, but want to have control over that, I'm not sure if that warrants you being taken seriously. But still, once again, I have to examine what being taken seriously is. You know what I mean? Is being taken seriously a form of respect, or does it mean that you are giving a person what they want to be given? Like, I think that there may be some gray area where the term being taken seriously is concerned. I think that if you are sexually attracted to a woman, you may be taking her seriously in that way. Like, I am seriously sexually attracted to you, physically attracted to you. You know, it doesn't mean that I won't be attracted to you in other ways, but this is what you're showing, and this is what I'm taking. So you take women on social media. You can't ignore them. They're everywhere. I don't care how often you or how less often you get on social media. You are guaranteed to see somewhere on your timeline or something, you know, somebody with their ass all out, or basically casting a line out there to attract men. You know what I mean? Whether you got the women laying down trying to make their titties look like they sit up and shit. You know what I mean? These little camera tricks, you know, things like that. Things that you would never do with a Polaroid back in 85. But you know, or you know, showing their tattoos in a certain place and putting or actually, you know, being on social media naked, just putting some decals over their nipples or where their twat is. You really pushing the envelope or testing the boundaries of being put in Facebook jail. So we're going to see that. Now, those women obviously want you to be attracted to them in a sexual way because they're putting themselves out there. Are they also saying that they don't want to be taken seriously? Or is there a different type of seriousness that they want to be taken that we may be unaware of or incapable of? What are we seeing?
I don't think those people complain about being taken seriously. Now,
do you think that they don't?
Some have.
But wait, but do you think that they don't want to or think that they're being taken seriously?
I don't think that that's a consideration for them. Like, they're doing exactly what they want to do.
I agree with that.
You agree what with what exactly?
That they don't. That's not one of. That's not at the top of their priorities list. They don't want to be taken seriously outside of that they're presenting.
You don't think so?
Which is a sexual way. No.
Okay. So what happens? I guess my concentration is what happens after the picture. Okay, so you cast your line out there. Because you might get what you want, but you might not want what you get. Like, you know, what I may do.
But on social media, the goal is to go viral and become famous. So if your objective is to go viral or become famous and you know that this is a sure way to get there, then your motivation is different and you're focused on one thing. So you're not considering whether you're going to be taken seriously because you have a specific goal in mind.
Okay. Now, see, I don't try to think for them, but this is what I do think.
But you're asking us to think for them.
No. I'm asking your opinion. I'm not asking you to think for them.
Oh.
I'm asking you what you think of their presentation because I don't know if they're trying to go viral. You know what I mean? I honestly think it's hard to go viral with a picture. Most of the things that go viral these days, I mean, because there's so much nudity on the internet. Like there's hardly any special nudity without being a celebrity. You understand what I'm saying? But you can do other things that may get you viral because it's different. You know, like that's why people are doing these short videos and stuff like that, because that originality may get you a chance to get viral. But
I'm not distinguishing between, because when I say go viral, I also mean just gain popularity in terms of, you know, gaining followers, because it's just not just about going viral with a video. It's about, like on Facebook, it's about getting a blue check, because you get a blue check, then the door opens for you to get other opportunities financially on that platform. So
yeah.
That's their motivation.
Yeah, but that is going viral. If you're looking for views,
okay.
If you do a video, you're looking for views. You're looking for a high number of views. But that's different than if you are just showing your body. I feel like if you're just showing your body, then you are casting your line out there for somebody to exploit your body. You know, you're looking for sex. Okay, so let's say, well, your inbox is going to get flooded with people who want to fuck you. Is that what you want? Like, now what? Like, what are you going to do with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, and let's say the man of your dreams comes along and, you know, like, yo, I'll go down on you. I'll do this. I'll blah, 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 blah. And this is actually somebody you say, you know what? Oh, I did put myself out there and I like this one. I'm gonna give it a shot. I mean, are we saying that you're not, that person is not going to want the object of their affection to take them seriously? You know what I'm saying? And even let's say a man who really is interested in you doesn't take you seriously because of how you have presented yourself out there in the world. And they may tell you that, like, damn, babe, you know what I mean? I'm really digging on you and all of that kind of, sort of like the dude who goes up in the strip club and tries to reform the stripper. Like, listen, you know what I mean? I'll build you a pole in the crib, but you ain't got to do this. And there have been many, many men who have done it. They fell in love with a stripper. They don't just make songs about that shit. These niggas have done it. And, you know, the stripper culture out here is off the chain. But in doing that, you know, your presentation in a certain area by doing certain things, your lack of vision and your immaturity and lack of experience make you think that, all right, in order to get this, I have to do this, or this is the fastest way that I know to get it, and I'll just do it. And anybody who don't like it is just hating because they can't do it. You know, when we think of, I ain't gonna say we, because I don't know y'all's story like that, but I'll say when a young man is coming up, he's gonna think that his dick and his fuck game is gonna get him everywhere he wants to be when he's a young boy. He niggas really be feeling like they gonna fuck their way to fame and fortune around the way. Not necessarily fortune, but to respect and admiration around the way. You understand what I'm saying? So he's going to make sure that his reputation is that he's putting it down, or that he's working with this big ass, with this big giant dick. You know what I mean? Like, nobody, I don't care. Yo, yeah, such and such, because, yeah, he slammed on me on the basketball court, but he ain't working with this. And it's a real thing to a young man. You know what I mean? He's working with what he has. He don't real. Now, of course, when a man gets to be like 30, 40, 50 years old, you still talking about the size of your dick. People looking at you like you out of your mind. Dude, We got kids, bills, aspirations. We got operations that we have to pay for. You know, sick relatives and all kinds of shit. You talking about the size of your dick? It ain't gonna cut it. But that's the difference between what you think will get you respect, admiration, and attention when you're younger than when you get older. So, but you may be surprised to find out when you are younger, you can get a rude awakening at a young age. You can get it at any age. You may be 21, working with a foot long, maybe even 16 inches, and find out that don't nobody care about that shit. Well, somebody, of course, people care about it, but the person that you hope would care about it ain't the one that cares about it. They like, nah, son, I need you to do something else. If that dick don't come with money, then it ain't worth nothing. Whatever, you may run into somebody who feels that way, but nonetheless, somewhere in your life you're gonna get a rude awakening about what's important to you and what you think is important to the rest of the world versus what really is important to the person that you're dealing with.
I don't think that women who post nude or semi-nude pictures on the internet is looking to have sex with everybody who comes into her inbox. I just don't think that. That would be like saying a girl who's a stripper wants to have sex with everybody who comes in the club. It's not necessarily true. Her motivation is money. Like, that's what she's stripping for. Now, do she have sex with people in the club? Yeah. But that's not the reason she became a stripper. The same way the people who post on the internet, the reason why they're posting those pictures is not to have sex with people. So I think that, like I was saying, the motivation is different. So, you know, there can be a million people in her inbox. She probably don't even look at that because there's so many people in there. Does that mean that she won't shift them and find somebody? I don't know, probably, but people are far away on Facebook. I would think more along the lines that she probably dressed provocatively, you know, in her where she lives in order to get that type of attention if she wanted to have sex with somebody, not by posting a picture on social media, but I don't know.
I find it hard to believe that women who
well, you're a man. Of course you find that.
I'm a man, but I understand what some women are doing when they are casting their line out there, the same way that we know what men are doing when they are putting themselves out there in some type of way.
Okay, well, you maybe know? Another woman. Did you read the comments or something to see if another woman would suggest that a woman wants to have sex if she
Let me see. No. Everybody thinks that they trying to get hit. Yep. It says right here. Narzil says, Yep, she's trying to get it. Grissom Wavy said, hell
I
yeah.
Said women.
Oh, and look, Charlene Curry said, yeah.
You a damn liar.
Yeah. These shanks out here don't make no goddamn sense. And Robin Ming said, she said these chicks need to.
You can't even fix your mouth to say
Robin said. You know, she spelled a few words wrong. She said, she said these women evidently grew up without a grandmother to tell them to go put some clothes on. Hey, it is what it is. So that's what they're saying. Well, you know, but honestly, okay, so when you were talking about the girls in the strip club, yeah, their motivation is money. And they also are normally abusing some type of substance when they do that, like, you know, alcohol or pills or, you know, some type of drugs to get them in that headspace to even be able to do that, because they know that they're exploiting themselves and they know the position that they are putting themselves in socially. You know, and it doesn't always sit well with the people who are doing it themselves. So when a person is doing it online for free, like, you ain't getting no money out of that, but you gonna definitely check them inboxes because niggas will pay for that. Like, you know, forget about, okay, like take for example, like those BBWs. Now, they may not be pleasing to the eye for all men, but the men who like them pay for them. They pay for all for all your chicken and chicken platters and your pork chop sandwiches and rib tips. They pay for all of that shit. They be getting big money. And I know this for a fact because I know some of BBWs. I'm like, what?
It's true. That's true.
I have never heard, I've never seen a BBW that was getting money online complain about not being able to pay her rent. Or whatever, they get money, and they ain't even showing nothing, for real, for real.
That's right.
What they showing is already showing. It's taking up all, the whole camera. But anyway, I'm just saying, it is what it is. You know what I mean, it don't mean I don't take them seriously. But you know, like, there are different levels, I think, to being taken seriously. And I think that when we take ourselves too seriously, we may lose sight of what being taken seriously really is. Because I don't think that being taken seriously is what we're always looking for. I think being having a treatment tailored to our emotions is probably what we're looking for more so. Is that the same as being taken seriously? Possibly. But it may not be, being taken seriously may not be a cookie cutter concept that applies to everything or everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, know what I'm talking about.
Because everybody wants and needs are different. So, you know, What you want ain't gonna be what somebody else wants.
Oh no, what I want is what everybody else wants.
No.
Like, I'm different. Like, you know, what I want, like, I want for you and you want for you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just the way it is with me. I make people want things. Like, if you tell me what you want, then I repeat what you said and then you want it more. That's, you see how that works?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, for example, like, yo, I wish I had some ice cream. I'd be like, yeah, you know, like butter pecan. Be like, yeah, yeah. Like, see, there you have it. All right. Listen, I appreciate y'all calling in tonight. Y'all have given a lot of insight. Even though I play around with y'all a lot, I really do take your input seriously, and I mean that in a positive way. But I appreciate the very, very articulate way that y'all expressed what y'all were thinking about this topic, because I think it's deep. I think it's something that really needs to be explored even deeper than we have explored. There are so many people out here who show deep-seated insecurities, and I think that it really gets in the way of them being able to enjoy life. And I think that it's a component of depression that haunts people and it can keep you down. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is worse than thinking that a person who actually does care about you doesn't give a shit about you. That's a miscommunication problem that a lot of people actually encounter, and it can get worse and worse and worse. Because what's really going on is I take myself too seriously, or I don't love myself, so I don't think that anybody else will love me, because I'm making people incapable of loving me. Like, I'm just not going to allow myself to be loved, but then I'm going to blame everybody else for it. You didn't take me seriously. So we're going to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we're going to holler back. So I want to thank y'all for calling in. Please do so again. This is great. If I can get some brothers to call in, I tried to get my man Ansel Jones and my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, to call in, but they like, Ansel was changing the baby, and Norris Hill was washing the dishes, so they couldn't do it right now. But I know if it wasn't for those things, they would have did it. All right, so it's all good. So I holler back at y'all. Peace.
All right, bye. All right.
Okay, so let's do these birthday shout outs, y'all, and then we going and then we gonna take it to the next level. The always the guy that never devil we are ever so loving and all above all the fray, and we gonna do today what should have been done before. Yes, yes, y'all. Alrighty, we have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Latasha Muy Caliente Crawley. Happy birthday to you, turning 46 years old today. And also Roger Crowder Jr., turning 69 years old today. And my girl Shelly Hernandez, turning 43 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Shelly Shell. And Valencia Testamar, turning 28 years old today. And Denise Lopez, turning 54 years old today. And my girl from down there in Texas, She says that she's Hispanic, but she look white in the motherfucker. But anyway, Karen Melissa Hill, and her name happens to be Karen. She's a Karen. I'm done. Happy birthday to you, Karen. Karen Melissa Hill, and also Beatrice Brewer, turning 55 years old today. And my girl, Queen Shanika D. Crowley, turning 43 years old today. Shanika D. Quain, and also Tiana Demaray, turning 32 years old today, and Deidre Barlow, turning 53 years old today, and my girl, Tyria Vita Legree, turning 51 years old today, and we go all the way back to the 1982, seventh grade to me and you, I said the 1982, Tyria Vita Legree, that's my girl right there, yo, good to see you turn another year bright. Yeah, we going to get the things right. 1970, baby. I with the blind, but the crippled, the crazy. And last but not least, Kenny Monterio turning 42 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious. April 5th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and the sun always shine, and the sun always shine, we do the damn thing, the sun always shine, yo. Being taken seriously is something that we have to take seriously. And that may sound repetitive and almost a little ridiculous, but in all seriousness, there are going to be different degrees of what being taken seriously entails. I think that sometimes we may need to replace being taken seriously. We may need to replace that with treating me the way that will make me feel comfortable. But in order to be treated in a way that makes you feel comfortable, you may have to show someone where your comfort zone lies. It may be a training process that's involved. And you may have to be trained. You may have to be trained in order to treat someone else in a way that makes them feel. It's going to be serious either way. Because we can be taken seriously in a way that leaves us feeling good, and we can be taken seriously in a way that leaves us feeling empty. I get lonely. I get lonely. That nigga Lenny Williams was the loneliest motherfucker with a girlfriend I ever seen. Why you so lonely, Lenny? Why you so lonely? I don't want to get lonely as Lenny Williams. I don't want to be as lonely as Lenny Williams. I don't want to be as lonely as Lenny Williams. Yo, why you so goddamn lonely with a girl? What the fuck is going on with the raps and the girls? He's so lonely. He's so lonely. Oh, why you lonely, Lenny? Oh, why you lonely, Lenny? Oh, why you why you lonely, Lenny? We will be back tomorrow night. We will be back tomorrow night. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in sight. Yo, he's the standard time. I do these rhymes just to have a little fun. Yo, what's up? Yeah, what's yours is yours, and what's mine is mine. I saw your mama in the cheese line. She was standing on line with a big behind, about to find little things that you ever find. But I knew that she was broke and shit wasn't a joke. Got the big ass block of cheese. Yo, cheese. Can I get some of that cheese, ma? Can I get some cheese? My big sis. My big sis, my first love, Dita Coleman, is all up in the house. What up, Darby? Yo, kitty, you got chill, son. I take you seriously. All right, man, we just get on up out of here, son. We got to go. We got to get up out of here, son. Yo, peace to the callers that called in. Peace to y'all. Thanks for coming through. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily, Daily, the Daily, the Daily, the Daily, the Daily, the Daily, go get up. All right, so let me get Blog Talk up out of here. I holler back, Blog Talk. I mean, it's been lovely. And...